This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There are hundreds of angles to this Volkswagen story, but they're about to reintroduce the Volkswagen bus that all the trendies like. And my parents had one when I was a kid. Blue, baby blue, I loved it. They're introducing a clean one. Well, that's with this game technology. So the trendies can feel good about their emissions, and it's not even real. But you heard the prediction here first. I bet you my bottom dollar that BMW, that Toyota, that all of them are doing the exact same thing, because these targets are impossible to reach. I mean, here's an example. I have a Dodge Hellcat. And there are federal taxes involved in its emissions and its engine size. It's a gas guzzler tax. To not make it even another category worse, because it has the horsepower of one of like the most powerful 18-wheelers out there, but geared differently, it's over 730-something horsepower other taxes hit in. It turns out the car is basically 800 horsepower or more when you actually study the drivetrain, but they just say it's 711 to get out from under the taxes. And I just salute them. I mean, you know, that's what it's all about. So you just drive your fake little Volkswagen and feel good about yourself. I'll just get behind my big hog and just knock it out. How's that sound? And I'm just going to spray stuff all over the highway that the plants and trees just love and enjoy and lap up. Because this planet was born out of carbon. Plants have got to have it to live. Gordon in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I served my country in the infantry for 5 years, and I wanted to talk to you today about four things: Trump, pedophilia, technology, and politics.
Well, you got the floor for 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Thank you. There's an old expression, be careful of what you pray for. You might just get it, and I think that's what we're heading for with Trump. You can judge a man by his character, by the company he keeps. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Yes.
And Jeffrey Epstein, I'm sure your listeners know who this man is. He's a convicted sex offender, kept company with the likes of Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Alan Dershowitz, flew around an aircraft called the Lolita Express, a 727, all around the world. And these people have been implicated in a sex ring, child sex ring slavery investigation.
Also, I knew about the investigation. Trump hangs out with those folks? Wow.
Also, Donald Trump's business partner is a gentleman in a consortium with Bayrock Group, LLC, a property group that's partnered with the Trump Organization to build a Soho Hotel condominium and a Trump Tower in Florida. He was arrested by Turkish police who swooped down in helicopters on a yacht in the Mediterranean and found underage hookers on board. So these are the types of people that Donald Trump is rubbing elbows with. So I don't endorse either Ron Paul, Rand Paul, any politician. I think they're all corrupt to the eyeballs. As far as people trying to judge your character, Alex, with mainstream media like Fallon and mainstream media, I really think those are all, again, controlled by what I refer to as Zionist Jewish media. And the same thing with politics. When you look at the politics, the U.S. Congress is primarily run by the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. Let's just call a spade here. And as far as technology is concerned, Boeing has an uninterruptible autopilot switch on their aircraft, which makes me think about 9/11, and it really makes me question.
Yeah, both those aircraft that hit the towers did have that on them, and then Bush even gave a speech and admitted that. You know, there's no doubt a Jewish mafia that's leftist in many respects. There's definitely a right-wing Jewish lobby as well. I don't say it's one big group, but certainly of the big four lobbies, the AIPAC lobby is one of them, and I have a serious problem with a foreign power manipulating our internal politics, be it Israel, be it England, be it Russia, be it China, anybody. via Saudi Arabia. So I hear what you're saying. My issue with the folks that are constantly criticizing Israel is I've seen many cases where they exaggerate it and then give really magical leprechaun powers to Jews. We'll be back. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Augusta, Mama, AD, Dave, Doug, your calls are coming up starting the next segment. Then I'm going to plow back into the news, the breaking news that we have not hit yet. But one more point before we go to Washington, D.C., where our reporters are in front of the White House reporting on the grand papal visitation that is about to take place. A story out of Forbes, far out and for real, new VW microbus coming, and it's clean with the lowest emission standards out there. So they got all these emission standards passed out of Germany, EU-wide, some of the worst in the world, 60%+ cuts on the emissions that are already there of carbon dioxide and water. Not monoxide, dioxide, where it's impossible to pass, so they know they can't have any competition and even be able to be sold in Germany. And then, of course, when you hook it up to the computer, it recognizes it's being checked and then gives a false report. Of course, that's what you can do with computers. Oh, trust the voting machines, even though it's proven fraud. Oh, trust the smart meter, the zeitgeist movement. Oh, a computer will pick what job you have and what food you eat. That's what school kids are taught. In the future, computers will decide what you're going to be, what you do. It's like DNA tests. You can just rig those. Stop being so naive is what I'm saying. But at another level, humans want to innovate. Humans want to be competitive. Humans want better things. Humans dream. And I know in my heart that people aren't going to go along with the new dark age. People aren't going to go along with all this censorship of technology. People want to innovate. That's what the Renaissance was about. The globalist movement of the last 165 years or so has been about suppressing and controlling human expansion and branding it as dirty and bad while they've been stifling us and are actually the ones hurting the earth the worst because they already think they're going to be gods. They're going to merge with technology, and so they think they've transcended the planet. Oh, we weren't meant to save the planet. We were meant to leave the planet. How about we save the planet and leave the planet? You know, just because I move out of my parents' house when I'm 17 doesn't mean I blow it up. Just because my family in England went to the Netherlands and then to the United States on the Mayflower on both sides didn't mean we wanted to blow up the floating, capsizing island of England. Being sarcastic, remember the congressman thinks that islands float. If too many people get on one side, would it flip over? The admiral says, no, sir, we believe we'll stabilize the island. I mean, this is the idiocy that we're dealing with. So joining us to kick off the coverage, he arrives in an hour and a half or so. They're going to be covering that. They're going to be on the nightly news tonight. They're going to be on with us tomorrow. They're going to be talking to man on the street. They're going to be illustrating what the First Amendment is. They're going to be exposing the new Pope showing up as a dynamic duo of snot-nosed communists run by big banks, crawling out from under their Ford Foundation Jesuit rocks to promote world government, to promote every form of tyranny you can imagine. The headline, Pope Francis brings tough love to America. The foreign, above the law, head of state, showing up to lecture Americans and lecture Catholics on how air conditioning and prosperity is bad when he lives in an air-conditioned facility. It's austerity, it's globalist eugenics operation, and David Knight is here to kick off our coverage of this sickening event, the first time a pope is going to address Congress. This is just unbelievable. And again, I'm not an anti-Catholic person. I am anti this pope. This guy is anti-Catholic from everything I've seen. He is just absolutely monstrous. He's backed off a bit saying abortion's okay, but that's because of pressure. We need to pressure this guy back under his rock. David Knight, you're there. His holiness, his supreme grandness, who holds the keys of temporal and spiritual power, Lord Baphomet, is now arriving. What do you have to say about it?
Alex, this is David Knight and Jakari Jackson. We're here in Washington, D.C., right in front of the White House. Of course, the Pope is going to be arriving in about 2 hours. He's going to be visiting with Obama tomorrow, as well as lecturing Congress. And then he's going to go to the United Nations and tell them what they want to hear, that we need to turn everything over for global climate indulgences. But there's also another agenda, Alex, and that is open borders. Both of these are being sold as saving the planet, doing this for the children, helping families, but they're both beating a globalist agenda. And an example of that, Alex, is the fact that he's going to be holding the mass here in Washington. It's going to be held in Spanish. Furthermore, it is the first and only canonization mass they've had in America. He's going to canonize, in other words, make a saint, a Father Sarah, who was one of the earliest missionaries into California back in 1749. And many people who are commenting on this say this is clearly sending a message that we have a dual heritage here in America. It's not just the English settling in Jamestown 120 years earlier. No, the important thing is the Spanish colonization of California. And what makes this interesting, Alex, is that in this particular case, Father Sarah, there's been a lot of controversy about him. And there's a lot of pushback from people criticizing the Pope for canonizing Father Sarah because of the harsh treatment of the Native Americans, of the Indians that were there at the time.
Let's just be honest. They used them for slave labor.
And just this
but it's
year,
okay because the Catholic Church did it, so now it's fine. And they're now announcing that L.A. is the capital of Latin America. This is all part of a globalist takeover.
Exactly. Just this year, the California legislature tried to remove a statue of Father Sarah from the California legislative building. And so that's how unpopular, how controversial he is. But the Pope is doubling down. He wants to have someone who portrays this whole Aslan narrative of the fact that the southwest of America really belongs to Mexico. I believe that's what's behind this. Many people do. But, of course, so there's an open borders, globalist agenda. There is a climate change, carbon tax credit, a kind of indulgence that we would pay to the global elite billionaires. That's also going to be pushed into this visit.
Well, it's truly sickening to see the full court press of the UN, Obama, the Pope, global government, global taxes. The Democrats are introducing legislation, well, they introduced it this morning, to try to shut down everything and track us and use smart meters to tax everything we do. But, of course, they're going to be exempt from it. This is a total takeover, and the Pope is making his move. And I'll say this, whether the Catholic Church was good or bad before, it has been taken over by UN, Central Intelligence Agency / EU bureaucrats using a pedophile scandal. Even The Guardian admits that. It is now state-run religion. The Vatican has fallen to the New World Order any way you slice it and is now a total engine of evil.
They have actually no interest whatsoever in the massive changes that are going on here in America. You would think that he'd be talking about that, but he's got an agenda of climate change. We knew this was coming. He put out the encyclical this summer. It didn't get, surprisingly, that much coverage from most people. Polls right after he did it said only about a third of Americans were even aware of it. Only 40% of Catholics of those percentage. I don't know how many agreed with him and how many disagreed with him, but they were not even aware of it. So he's coming here with all the pomp and the circumstance to draw attention to that agenda.
And he's calling for a revolution in America. Yes. He's coming here, and he has his viceroys, his cardinals in the U.S. calling for open borders. How about he calls for the Vatican to lower its walls and give its money to Latin America? I mean, it's just such a joke. It's so hypocritical.
I wonder what his carbon footprint is on his plane, on his Pope mobile. Does he have air conditioning? Another one of those. It is the typical kind of hypocrisy that we see. And one of the things that he said was, why is it not news when a homeless elderly person dies on the street, but the stock market drops 2%? Well, we know that's the case. But let me tell you this. We're going to have a lot of homeless people, a lot of made homeless by the increased taxes. We're going to have a lot of elderly people who are going to be dying because they don't have heat, because they don't have air conditioning. We've already seen that happening in places in Germany where they've made it such a huge part of the budget for retirees that they can't afford to heat their homes.
Sure.
So they're dying in the cold. That's what's going to happen.
A billion people will die over a decade if they pass the Copenhagen Treaty. Which is their treaty they're trying to ram through part two in December in Paris. So the 2015 is their big move. I mean, they are going from 50 miles an hour to 5,000 miles an hour, David. And can you imagine next year it's going to be 20,000 miles an hour? I mean, they are accelerating at attack speed. What do you think that is?
Well, you know, they had the Copenhagen schedule. They didn't get what they wanted out of that a couple of years ago, so they're putting everything on 2015 in the fall. From September through December is the major push. We knew that when he announced the encyclical. We said, wow, he's made this an encyclical. He's taken a scientist and put him in the Vatican Scientific Advisory Board, someone who has promoted globalist agendas of global government. He wants a globalist legislature, a globalist constitution, every aspect of global government, and he also wants a reduction in the population.
Sure.
This is a guy he's brought onto a scientific advisory board. So he's here as a part of this major push that begins now and is going to go through December. They're hoping they're going to get some major legislation. Or in the case of America, now we're run by a dictatorship who can just do things by executive order. So I'm sure that Obama can just do whatever he wants. And he's got the moral authority, he thinks, when the Pope joins him on this issue.
It's a foreign religious leader with our president lecturing us. This is outrageous. This is a slap in everyone's face. This is disgusting. And Catholics are really upset, and I know why they are. If you can, let's pan and show folks the so-called White House, fully captured by globalist interest right now. That's Jakari Jackson doing a great job on camera, and we'll hear more from Jakari Jackson tonight and David Knight on the Nightly News. We're going to break here, David, in 40 seconds. Tell me what's coming up, what you're going to be working on, his lordship, his grandness, his excellency, his supremeness is about to land. You're about to go cover that?
Yeah, we're going to try to get out there to the base. I don't know how close we're going to be able to get to Andrews Air Force Base. CNN was reporting earlier, even though they have a reporter on the plane with the Pope, the CNN reporter said they'd embargoed their equipment. They were doing a Skype report on CNN because they'd taken all their other satellite equipment from them. That's how paranoid security is here in this area. It is absolutely amazing. Of course, at the moment right now, it's just a bit of a...
Hold on, skip the break, skip the break. We're going to skip the break. I'm just going to continue with David Knight because I don't want to go to calls. Absolutely, you're panning around right there. I got to stop skipping these breaks, but this is a network break, not a station break, so stations shouldn't be playing over this. Any other hosts don't do this because they all just, not all of them, a lot of them are just greedy and want money. I could care less about money. It's just something to fund the operation to expose the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your support. It's why your support's more important than ever, because I don't worry about raising money so much, and it is important to do. David, everything with the globalists is about breaking our will, throwing it in our face, conditioning us to submit. What do you make of Shalon, who criticizes us almost on a daily basis, sometimes daily, usually weekly, making up whole cloth lies, misrepresentations, media matters, all of them? What do you make of them coming out and having an article, "I'm a pedophile, but I'm not a monster," and it's the beginning of "just accept me, it's no big deal. We knew this was coming now that they've sexualized our children in the schools." And so now it begins, David Knight. I mean, there seems to be no end to this.
As we said last night when we covered that, I was covering it with Leanne McAdoo as part of the Nightly News. He's talking about sexual orientation, and he begins the article by saying, "I was born missing one of my hands, but that was nothing compared to what nature dealt me in terms of my sexual preferences." Now, he talks about how he's celibate. That's the way they're gradually going to roll it out. A pity for this guy. This is something that's just his sexual orientation.
And then it'll be the parents will be on the news proud of them giving their five-year-old to pedophiles. It'll be, "My son Billy has an orientation. He likes 50-year-old men." And then they'll just they'll go, and then they'll have him on ESPN and go, that's a... Sorry, go ahead.
I would be very surprised to see this Pope talking at all about the disintegration of the traditional family here in America, which is basically, that's been the core of their concerns through my entire lifetime. Certainly, that's been the key thing they've talked about, talking about keeping the family together, stopping divorce, traditional marriage between a man and a woman, and preventing abortion. Has he said anything about those things? I haven't seen
anything. No, the first thing he said when he got in a few years ago, first thing he said was, is Catholics need to stop obsessing on abortion.
Yes, yes, exactly. And, of course, there's going to be some people here. There's a back and forth as to whether or not Obama is going to embarrass the Pope by having some gay activists and some transgender people in here. I don't think there's anything about it. He hasn't seemed to be concerned whatsoever about that. So it's all about the globalist agenda, Alex, whether they're talking about climate change, whether they're talking about open borders, whether they're talking about greed and the marketplace. And we need to understand that when he talks about this, he's not talking about real free markets. He's talking about crony capitalism. He's talking about the kind of economic fascism that they had in Argentina. That was set up by the Peronistas. Many people are saying, is he a Marxist? Is he a fascist? Is he a Peronista? It doesn't really matter.
He's a triple agent. He sold out capitalist and communist. He's an inside triple globalist agent.
They're all demagogues. They're all dictators.
He's probably the head of Spectre. I mean, if I had to say anybody in the world who may be the head of the New World Order, it's Pope Francis. It's not the Queen of England. It's not David Rockefeller anymore. I believe he may be the head of the Illuminati. I believe Pope Francis, everything in his life, I've studied him now, everything he's done, he may be the star chamber leader running every major group.
If you go back and you look at his history, you look at the history of liberation theology, the Jesuits, all these different things, everything is breaking tradition. It's all about breaking tradition within the Catholic Church. And that's what we're seeing now.
Yeah, they didn't come to defend Jesus or the Catholic Church. They've overthrown it.
No, exactly. Have you heard him say anything about Jesus? I'm not really sure we're going to hear anything about that, Alex. We're going to hear about these other things. As I mentioned before, he's going to canonize, make a saint out of a very controversial missionary, famous for abusing the Indians that were there at the time. And, of course, he's even breaking with tradition and saying, you know what, we don't need to have two miracles reported. We got one miracle, kind of, so we're going to go with that. We're not going to wait for the second one. We're just going to do
it. Why doesn't he make a famous pedophile? You know, canonize a famous pedophile while he's at it.
Give him time.
Well, David Knight, I appreciate you and Jakari. I would do a man on the street and ask folks what they think about major Democratic publications basically soft-peddling pedophilia. What do they think the pub's going to talk about? Are they concerned that he wants to put carbon taxes on us that nobody else has to pay? What do they think his agenda is? Is it good to have a foreign leader here of a religious group lecturing us and telling us what to do? I mean, it's just unprecedented. Thank you so much, David Knight.
Thank you, Alex.
He'll be joining us tomorrow on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So will Jakari Jackson. Jakari's going to be doing Man on the Street and more, so pray for those guys while they're up there in D.C. But so much of it, David, is reporting on the security. I mean, it's like the alien leader has landed, and it's the greatest security ever to make sure nothing happens to him because he's such a good, sweet pope because the liberal media said he was good because they sent in pedophile squads to take over the Catholic Church. And they've taken it over. Whether it was good or bad before, it's bad now. And, man, get ready, because they're coming for our kids. If they can't kill them in the womb, they're going to hand them over to pot-bellied pedophile. Augusta, in Alabama, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're on the air. Augusta's been a real trooper, so we're going to let them sit there and wait till they hear that they're actually on the line to go to us. They're probably listening on a delay. Augusta, do you hear us? Okay, we're going to put them on hold till they come back. Mama in Oregon. Oh, I say the word mama. Some people don't have a mama at home. That's hateful. So let's just call her Zaga. Actually, that's what they're teaching in public schools now. They just make up an acronym, and you don't, because it might be hurtful. So, mama, you can't use that word. A cult of control freaks calling themselves liberal told me so, and I do what they say. But go ahead, mama. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I had to call in today. When I saw, you know, actually felt your energy, and I saw you get, you know, just upset about what's going on, and I'm the same way. I get upset, but also I wanted to call on the topic of pedophilia, because I...
Now, don't you be sexist or racist here. They have a right to your children. I mean, the liberal media says
so. Those pedophilias are monsters.
Hater,
okay?
Hater, hater, racist, hater, 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 hater,
pedophilia.
Sorry.
And it almost ruined my life. Okay, it almost ruined me, almost ruined my life. I was able to come back.
All right, well, I shouldn't have been sarcastic with you. It's the most abominable thing there is. I appreciate you having the courage to talk about it. I didn't know you were a victim of these demons. Just committed another thought crime, these trendies. Tell us what happened to you.
My mother married a pedophile, and he molested me and my cousin and other members of my family, and he is still walking around in the town I live in. You know, but I don't live with the hate for that person. I live with a huge survivor type energy. Okay. I was able to come back from severe depression, anxiety, sexual...
You were able to transcend this guy? Well, that's good.
You know, I see him walking around knowing that he's probably preying on other people, you know.
I hope he doesn't fall down the stairs.
But, you know, these pedophiles make prey out of children and innocents. They are murderers, they're killers, they're ruiners, they're predators, and they are cowards. They're liars.
Well, not according to the liberal trendies. They believe it's a sexual preference and that this is something they should be able to do.
Yeah, well, you know, if I considered everybody's opinion like that, I wouldn't know myself, okay?
No, I hear you. Listen, they are super depraved. They've done everything, so their new religion is being able to do things like this and go after people. And, guys, I just banged the table and lost my audio. I just caused some kind of weird short, and I barely banged it. Probably all the earlier banging. Maybe I get another headset. Man, I'm going to put you on hold if you finish after the break. Mama, stay there. I want you to be able to finish your story, but I've lost audio in here. I could probably just plug into one of their plugs over there. But I was banging a little bit too hard earlier, and I may have just gone a little too far doing that. We're going to go to break, come back, and finish up. Mama, then Augusta, then AD, then Dave, then Frank. That'll be it for calls after those 5-6 callers because I need to hit the other news. But this perverted stuff isn't just in the Catholic Church. Report, British Prime Minister David Cameron stuck his genitals in a dead pig's mouth. It's not very nice to put your genitals in Hillary Clinton's mouth, David Cameron. We'll be back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is a good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yes!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution! Not the time being pushed by Obama or the Pope. Excuse me, the Pope. Revolution! All these cowards. I act like they're revolutionaries. They're trendies. And they join with the establishment in pushing its fraud. The only real revolution is promoting human independence and free will. And anyone that stands against that is a fraud. Anyone that stands against that is a joke. Crank it up!
Yeah, revolution is in my dream. Don't stop to fall. Oh, here's the world.
more people that they're going to bring in some helter-skelter race for. All they're going to do is bring in their own destruction. They pick the loser, not the winning team. But the illusion makes you think the loser is going to win. No, my friends. Yes, will the world continue to live in the shadow of atomic fear? And will we disappear? U.S. will station new nuclear weapons in East Germany against Russia and moving more brigades of troops in to, quote, train the Ukrainian opposition forces. Meanwhile, it was going to be just four fighter jets at one base. Now it's 28 combat planes in Syria as air raids are run against Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Western-run forces. Caught on video, black teen punches racist bus driver in the face for demanding a fare. I'm going to play some of that coming up because it just illustrates how they've created total divide and conquer. The judge has come out and said the Clock Kid family could be charged with fraud if incident is proven purposeful hoax. Gee, he just came with something that looks like a classic suitcase bomb and then wouldn't respond and say it was a clock or anything to create hype, and the White House was waiting. I smell a big, giant, stinking rat sandwich. I don't know what you smell, but you'd have to be a moron not to see through this. And I hate to agree with Bill Maher, but he says the same thing. I meant to play that yesterday. Can we cue that up? Because I want to play that in a little while. Thank you, guys. What a wonderful career we've got. Mama, I apologize. I was banging the desk so much that it unhooked wires up underneath the table that went to the power supply. So I've got to really stop attacking the table here when I have fantasies about punching pedophiles and breaking their jaws. I'm sorry. I literally am like an insane bull in a pen having a cattle prod shoved into it when I hear these people talking about, your kids belong to the state, and by the way, we're going to do things to them. I mean, it's total domination. Your women and children belong to us because we have pot bellies and little chicken necks and lecture you, and we run the universities. I'll get you and your little dog, too. Wait till I dump a gallon of water on you. I'm melting. What a world. Excuse me. Mama, I'm sorry to hear that you got abused. Well, you got cut off. Go ahead and finish your point.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Alex. And I love that you bang your table so hard. But, you know, these pedophiles, they don't see their prey as children or innocent. They only see a piece of meat, you know, that they want to devour entirely. They know nothing or care nothing of real life or real love, okay? Also, the pedophile promoter puppet Pope, he should be in jail. He has an arrest warrant out for him through the international courts that have found him guilty of crimes against children and people. You know, these criminals just flaunt it, and I'm so...
Well, absolutely. Throughout history, every time a civilization falls, it's just not normal, but it shows up over time in every civilization, that PBPs, potbelly pedophiles, show up, and what they want to do is abuse children, they want to sacrifice them, they want to torture them, they want to rape them, and they want the energy of the child. And it just arrives every time, and now they're going to sell it as a right and a great honor. And then now we're going to hear the announcements of how great pedophilia is and bestiality and everything else. And again, it's not just that they're going to have sex with their donkey or whatever at their house. Poor donkey. It's that they're going to push it on us. See, it's about making us. You're like, I'm not attracted to a donkey. Well, we don't care. You're not trendy if you don't let us teach your kids about it. Because if they can teach you about bestiality, which is now being promoted, then anything. I mean, it's like the National Post a few months ago in Canada, the big national paper, and I appreciate your call, ma'am. They came out and they said the trans-abled chop their arms and legs off. It's very beautiful. I would tell people about this and they didn't believe it. But now they want the state to pay for you having your arms and legs chopped off, and then you're on welfare, and you're tended to by the state, And then and then other people come by that torture you. There's different fetishes, but I mean, I knew about this over a decade ago. And then you're tortured, and you like to live in a box and wear a diaper, and you're tortured. I'm sorry to talk about this, but your children are now being taught. And then they're going to have, basically, in the future, little baby carriages that the school has in the special ed area, and they'll wheelchair around the kids that have had their arms and legs cut off because that's part of the culture, and they, mommy and daddy, I feel like I want my arms and legs cut off because that's what they'll be taught in school, and they'll go and have their arms and legs cut off, and then they'll also be the kids at school that have their potbelly pedophile mentor that'll take them off, you know, to a nice facility where a bunch of, you know, old men will hang over your daughter or your son, and it'll be a good thing, and if you don't like it, SWAT teams are standing by. So, and you're going to drink fluoride, you're going to take forced inoculations, and you're going to die. And there's just going to be people dying everywhere, just frolicking in Satanism, and giant PBP command bases everywhere feeding on our children. So PBPs are taking over. And I'm not even being sarcastic. Black boxes and everything, taxing you, scamming you, gang raping you, chemtrailing, geoengineering, atomic testing in the upper atmosphere, total insane asylums, mass drugging of populations, just... this is what evil is. Welcome to Planet New World Order, baby. And see, I'm not crazy. I'm in the enemy's mind. I know them. Look. When they announced 10,000 refugees last week, I said it'll be a couple hundred thousand in the next few weeks. Now it's 300,000. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying I know how they operate, okay? I mean, Hillary Clinton, from our deepest research, likes to dominatrix women. Well, that's grown women. I mean, that's her issue. I'm not attacking her for that. Her wanting to take Haitian children's money for her private jets is wrong. Her wanting my guns is wrong. Her wanting to shut off our power plants is wrong. Bill Clinton, though, crosses the line. He likes to rape women. And I don't like guys that rape women because they like to rape other people, too. They like to dominate. You know, that's how you can tell Gore Vidal had a screw loose. Because he wrote in books, I've read some, he's a very smart guy, he'd been on the show before he died, he was a listener, but he said all sex is about power and domination, and he wrote books, you know, about trannies raping men, and you know what, Gore Vidal, something's wrong with you. I bet money he was abused or something as a child, that's my opinion, because it's not what sex is about, it's not about power, and if you think sex is all about power, then something's wrong with you. And see, that's where the divide happens here. There's people that want to empower humans. There's people who want to dominate humans. Well, I'm in the camp that wants to dominate the tyrants. I don't want to dominate the innocents. The problem is the average person who's in the camp of wanting to have free will not dominate the tyrants. And so they get dominated. And so that's the paradox. Those of us that are for free will, are for empowering, but are in the camp of wanting to dominate the tyrants are few and far between. And that's why the enemy has set up the screens and systems in the culture to try to dominate us before we get off the ground. So decide which camp you're in. Are you in the camp that likes to empower people, or are you in the camp that likes to dominate people? And that's where the paradox is of the sheepdog, which I didn't get from American Sniper, folks. You're not a wolf. You don't want to feed on people, but you're not a sheep. You're a sheepdog. You're someone who's in the pro-human camp, but you're not someone that's going to be pushed over and enslaved. And they trained the sheepdogs how to submit to tyranny and to not want to dominate the wolf. And where are people's instincts when they see a group of bullies picking on an old lady, picking on a young person, wanting to do something against them? And then they try to get the sheepdogs in their whole anti-bullying campaign to end free speech. When nobody's more bullying and controlling than the left. So I'm not in the camp of submitting to tyranny. I'm not in the camp of wanting to tyrannize people. I'm in the camp of wanting to empower humanity and to absolutely stomp tyrants into the ground. And so all of you, I beg you to hit your knees tonight, hit rock bottom. I know I hit rock bottom all the time. It's good to humble yourself and ask God, get me back on the straight and narrow. Help me be strong. Give me the discernment I need to understand what's happening. and then give me the spirit it takes to not want to lay down to these tyrants. Because believe me, it's an animating spirit. The average person, I don't think, can handle being a good person because the responsibility that comes with it is so empowering. And most people are dead inside. They sleep while the Illuminati live. AD in Delaware, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thanks, Alex, so much for this show today, man. I'll tell you, this is the Pandora's box opening. You know, when Henry Vincent came out with that book, that was the blood dripping on the floor that's going to bring about Hellraiser. I mean, in my opinion, I mean, I shake with anger when I think about this. But when you think about Herbert Walker Bush, Cheney, George Bush, Barney Frank being in the same building, Operation Brown Star, raping children, orphans. This man has documented this stuff. And then you're looking at 411 Vanish, where people go to Yellowstone. Tens of thousands of children disappear every year, not every decade, but every year. And then they want to mentally torture us with some Pope. Have you ever read the Jesuit Oath, Alex?
Yes, it's pretty evil.
It is beyond the scope of humanity to think that these people walk around in pajamas with their solid gold staff and whatever. What are they? We said a Pope mobile. Listen, we've heard decades of rape coming out of the Vatican. The Vatican's got $30 trillion of our money. Everybody, Geithner and everybody puts their money over there. The bottom line is, I want people to understand that this is the Khazarian Zionist mafia at the top, the umbra, the deepest, darkest, the worst evil on the planet who have had 6, 7, 8 heart transplants. We don't even know how old they are. But this is the one, Alex. This is the clash of the titans. They called our return. You know, I talk to troops. I don't talk to too many police. Man, let me tell you something. These guys, these kids, they are bent. They're so broken, they can't even remember what... I'm telling you, Alex, they gave them opium dope, they gave them nanoscience.
No, I know, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. My whole issue is, I don't want to make this about Catholics or Protestants or Jews. It's evil people at the tops of major organizations promoting bad things. But it is very, very frustrating. Joe Biggs is on record. He was in Esquire, he was in Rolling Stone. He was, you know, off and on for 3 years, had Michael Hastings embedded with him. He was in longer than that, but for 3 years, Hastings was embedded and wrote about because he was in a combat unit. And Joe said they would order him as a staff sergeant, and they would have Russians deliver it. People go, that's not true. But look, Russians deliver supplies to Afghanistan. They just stopped it 2 weeks ago. They had a 10-year contract where they were delivering the supplies as ordered via Hind helicopters, under helicopters to the troops. And he said Russian helicopters would land in it, and they would be ordered to take opiates to prime them to get them on heroin later. And they had army psychologists and psychiatrists that would make them take, you know, the most powerful pills and order them to take it until they got addicted. And then they would basically then try to declare them unfit to own guns once they got out, or they would then take away the opiates, and a bunch of his unit would then go get on heroin that's right next to it. Oh, sorry. For a year, we put you on pain pills, and you got another year to stay here. We're taking the pain pills away. I mean, it's not even hidden. You talk about a major scandal. And that's what they did. And you know, my mom's brother, who died last year, was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. And he wouldn't talk about all the classified stuff that went on. And I'm not even going to get into it either, because I was told some about family. And it's just so corrupt. So incredibly corrupt. And just the public is so naive and has no idea. But our troops were sent over there out of all the reasons to addict them to heroin. It's so evil. And yeah, I meet the young troops now, the special forces guys that are out, and I mean, they're either totally awake and know what's going on, and have health problems from what the injections and the rest of it, or they are whacked out of their minds. And I'll say, let me guess, they put you on opiates. Yeah, they ordered us to take them. And so now you're on drugs. You know, they are just soft killing them left and right. Dave in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead. We got about a minute and a half.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex. My original topic was going back to what Diamond Silk were talking about regarding Trump. I just wanted to touch upon that briefly, but listening to the conversations that you've been having just in the last hour and from the other callers, I feel compelled to address those as well. Just briefly on Trump, there is actually a track record well prior to his running for the presidential seat as far as his track record for caring for the American people. He had a program called Trump University, and the focus of that program was financial literacy, to be able to allow the American people to be able to understand truly
how. I know, and he went after Obama on the legitimacy issue, and he did fight some of that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I want to touch upon that, and also just briefly on the success of his projects as a businessman. Yes, he's had his failures, but he also has a track record of overcoming.
Well, I mean, look. When they say he's declared bankruptcy four times, owning 100-plus subsidiaries, well, when a business goes under, that's what you do, is you have a corporation for that business, so if it fails, you just shut it down. So, again, they are preying on ignorance when they say he's a failure because he's declared bankruptcy four times. That's what you're supposed to do with a new venture. If it fails, you don't connect it to your other stuff. So, absolutely. Good points, Dave. We'll be back.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Has even tried it on the wine spread much too long, freedom.
The Babylon system is the vampire, sucking the blood of the children.
Babylon system is the vampire. Salon.com is the vampire. Looking the children.
The liberal authorities They tell us how to think. Thank you, Salon. No thanks on endorsing pedophilia and embracing it. I know, though, you've got the kids in schools. They'll learn, won't they? Just like the Violence Policy Center one time was quoted in the paper saying, we don't care if Jones caught bribery at the State House and blew all these bills sky high. They said, we got your kids in public education. That was a quote. We got your kids. Just the arrogance of this filth will be their undoing. Want to jam in a few more calls? Paul Joseph Watson will be hosting the fourth hour from his Her Britannic Majesty's command base over in London. A new article and video is up on Infowars.com. Kit Daniels reports, man debunks clock kid by recreating Ahmed's clock in 20 seconds. It was the guts of a 1979 digital clock put in there to, well, we know what to do. She could be the big, wonderful, delicate genius over there at the White House with Obama. Have a stunt. Turkey responsible for flood of illegal immigrants in Europe. Europe, Germany's media covering up rapes committed by Muslim migrants. They're going to cover up the PBP's operations as well. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. Before I jam in a few final calls here, before the fourth hour, briefly, Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 Deep Earth Crystal Source is the cleanest, purest iodine you're going to find. It turns bright blue on paper, not red, because that's what real crystals are. They're purple-blue. And what it does in the body is it goes through and just grabs toxins. It fills your different glands like the thyroid with the good halogens, the bad halogen, fluoride, other stuff can't get in there. Go read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. In fact, I never read reviews anymore, and they bring them into me every day, and I've been dropping the ball not doing that. This is going to sell out. So if you want to get it, it's going to sell out this week, I believe. Then it'll be a month or more till we get more in. And that's not a sales tactic. It's just the truth, though it does sell it more when it's selling out. And you can go read about it. It has a 5-star rating on many of them. 4.8 is the average. And this is what some of the folks have to say. Logan in Phoenix, Arizona says, I take 6 drops daily first thing in the morning, and the results are terrific. Here's Burlington, Wisconsin. Barrett says, super easy to use, 3 drops on the tongue in the morning, tastes great. If I don't have time to take coffee, at least I know the 5 seconds I'll get the energy I need to get going. Buy this product. Thank you for your support. Check it out for yourself. Both those are 5-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. They've extended it to October 1st, and then it's over. The best deals on My Patriot Supply food ever at InfoWarsStore.com. They're private labeling the exact same food, just with a sticker. They can contractually give us an even lower price if it's private labeled. This is the lowest price they've ever offered. They already have the best lowest prices. So after, you know, next week, it'll still be a great deal at InfoWarsStore.com. But this is high-quality, storable food. You need it today. Only a crazy person would not be prepared right now. Check out the other amazing products like Knockout Sleep Aid, Methylcobalamin, Vitamin B12, Secret 12, Prostagard, high-quality Mediterranean organic concentrated oil of oregano capsules, and more at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And in closing, I'm going to come back 5 minutes, take a few calls, and hand the baton to Watson for the fourth hour. Your purchase supports and makes this broadcast possible, so I want to thank you. And I want to encourage you to spread the word about this transmission to friends and family. Look, I'm just telling it like it is, teleprompter free, just a wild Texan who doesn't want to be a slave. And I think you want to join me in that fight for human liberty. All right, some stations don't carry it. Fourth hour coming up, Infowars.com/show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest best price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-313.